insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. So now let's listen to the 44th verse of Surah Ankabut.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين.
Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth. Indeed, in that is a sign for the believers.
Previously, dear listeners, you may remember that we talked about the destiny and the sad final destitute of those pagans. And the Almighty Allah said that they were all punished by the Almighty Allah. They had different kinds of punishment. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا. Some of them we seized them with punishment. Some of them we sent a violent tornado for them. Some of them were caught by a mighty blast. مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And some of them we caused the earth to swallow them up. Now all of these punishments, all of these destinies, all of these final endings and states, but still some people do not understand. Some people do not think how powerful the Almighty Allah is. In the previous verses, we talked about the fact that the Almighty Allah is using parables. Almighty Allah is setting forth parables of the for the ones whom these pagans, these polytheists are actually worshipping. In the أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت, the Holy Quran says, the ones whom they are actually worshipping, they're just like the webs of spider in terms of its weak structure and its weak material. So the very 43rd verse ended, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْآلِمُونَ. We are setting forth these parables and examples, but only the learned ones understand. And now in this 44th verse, the Almighty Allah says, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily in this, there is a sign for the believers. So, the first and foremost thing that we understand is that the creation of the world has an aim. Our look unto the world must have an aim too, because the Almighty Allah created them with aim. And the materialists usually stop in recognizing the phenomena, but the worshippers of the Almighty Allah, those theists, pass through phenomenon and reach the recognition of Allah and faith. That's why this verse announces, Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth. خلق الله السماوات والأرض. But how? بالحق, with truth. There is no vanity. There is no falsehood in the affairs of the Almighty Allah. If he brings forth parable to spider and its weak house, it is not undue. And if He subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a small creature for the parable, it is for stating the truth. Else He is the creator of the greatest galaxies and systems in heaven. And it is interesting that the end of the verse, the Holy Quran emphasizes on knowledge and faith. Let us have a break and we'll be back. So, dear listeners, regarding this 44th verse, we said that at the very end of it, the Almighty Allah focuses and emphasizes on knowledge and faith. So, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Surely in this, there is a sign for the believers. So, this meaning is pointing to this fact, that the feature of the truth is clear like sunshine, but it appears in receptive ones. Only the ones who are receptive, only the ones who are careful, only the ones who are considerate will be able to understand it. This message of God, this sign, can only be understood by seeking heart, by vigilant and submissive spirits before the Almighty Allah. And if these blind-hearted people do not see the divine beauty, it is not because of its being hidden, but it is because of their blind eyes. That's what the Holy Quran has mentioned in many different verses of this, of these chapters, actually, for us. Because it is really important to be living among all these signs. And when you are living among all these signs, if you are ignorant of them, if you do not notice any of them, you will be having your normal life, and automatically you will be ruling out these signs of the Almighty Allah from your life. But the Almighty Allah says, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Surely in creating the heavens and the earth is a sign. But for whom? For the believers, for the ones who truly submit before the Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fair.